gives you something for prayer, please see Pastor Lisa or Pastor Casey or myself, depending which one of us is available. This microphone is available. We are recording so that when prophecies come out, we can send them for the region, the state, or the nation, depending on what the revelation is. We believe Father is using this region to birth an awakening in North America. And you're a part of that tonight. I'm going to start by making a declaration. How many of you believe that the Lord alone can uncover the hidden? Vicki told us that the troopers, the sheriffs, and all the police have Orleans County shut down right now because there's a man with three guns that they're trying to find. And we say, Lord, send the angels now to roll back all of the occult forces that have hidden him. We expose where he is hiding now. And we say, Lord, cause those in authority to know right where he is hiding so that he will not bring harm to any in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that as we worship you tonight, you will bring revelation and understanding. Lord, we thank you that you will take us closer into your arms and bring us to the place where your glory dwells. Lord, we ask you to touch the hands and the voices of the musicians and the singers and to bring your angelic hosts and choir to join with us. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way in this meeting. In Jesus' name.
To the place, to the elevation that you have called us to be in. and to accomplish in and through us all that you desire. So we set our sights on you. We set our sights on you. We are willing to move into the new. We set our sights on you. We set our sights on you. We're willing to go into the new. We set our sights on you. We set our sights on you. We set our sights on you. We're willing to go into the new. We set our sights on you. We set our sights on you. We're willing to go into the new. We set our sights on you. 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 We are willing. We are willing to go. We have never gone. We have never gone. Never gone, we're willing to go. Where we have never gone, where we have never gone, where we have never gone, we're willing to go, we're willing to go. Where we have never gone, where we have never gone, where we have never gone, we're willing to go, willing to go. Where we have never gone, where we have never gone.
Thank you. fashioning. He's fashioning us individually and collectively, fashioning us into the image and the likeness of Jesus, into the unique expression of His nature and character. That is exactly what this region needs. And even as we have said, we are willing to go. We are willing to go. Here we are, sinless. I see Him just, the Spirit just whispering, moving like wind, fingers of wind, just moving in and out among us. He is releasing assignments. God before us, who can be against us? If God before us, who can be against us? If God before us, who can be against us? If God before us, who can be against us? If God before us, who can be against us? If God before us, oh,
us, who can be against us? Who can be for us? Who can be against us?
Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Isaiah 55:5. Lord, we say the United States of America is yours. You called this nation out of nothing, Lord, so that you would have a bride in a land that would stand for the nations of the earth. So tonight, Lord, we say, call the United States out of the place of apathy and lethargy which she has allowed herself to be seduced into. We bind the spirits of Jezebel and Athaliah and Delilah and say, you no longer shall quench the prophetic voice of the body of Christ in this land. We say, Lord, tonight, by your Spirit, breathe on your church in this nation, that the victorious remnant would rise up and would walk in the liberty of your love and would proclaim the glory of your kingdom at hand. We say, Lord, call this nation as a friend of Israel. Call this nation as a friend of righteousness, peace, and joy. We say, Lord, call this nation that the world did not know in the days of Isaiah, and use her as an implement in your hand to bring the gospel of the kingdom of God to the nations of the earth. Lord, we say, raise up the prophetic voice in your sons and your daughters across the five generations in the United States of America. That they would rise up as one voice. Raise them up across the ethnos. That every tribe and every tongue and every nation would rise up with the prophetic song of their DNA and would begin to speak the love of God and the righteousness of Christ. Lord, we say, this is your nation. Come and have your way. Praise Yahweh, Rochester,
praise Yahweh,
Monroe County,
praise Yahweh,
Orleans County,
praise Yahweh,
Livingston County,
praise Yahweh,
Ontario County,
praise Yahweh,
Genesee County,
praise Yahweh,
Ontario County, Wayne County, Buffalo, Syracuse, Utica, Rome, Albany, New York City, Watertown, New York State, New York State, New York State, the United States, Canada, Mexico, Central America, the island nations of North America, all of North America, give your glory to, bring awakening, bring reformation, bring the glory of the Lord, North America, praise Him,
praise Him.
I just heard the Lord say that He is dealing with bloodline issues. He is reversing the tainting of DNA that took place in your ancestral birth bloodline. Allow Holy Spirit to touch those places now. To remove the barb of the enemy that changed your chromosomal pattern. To allow infirmity and poverty to lie to you. Whose report will you believe? The whisperer and the liar, or the Lord Jehovah Rophe? Let Him heal those issues. Speak to your bloodline. Speak to your DNA. This is a Kairos time. Speak to those things and command them to come back into right alignment with the destiny that the Lord created you to walk into. He's cutting off the hindrances that the enemy tried to tie you to your past. The blood of the cross is sufficient. It has severed every cord the enemy has attempted to wrap around you. I see someone that had a birth trauma of a cord wrapped around their neck, and the Lord says that that is being undone. That the lie that came from it is being undone. Right now, fresh breath. I prophesy the breath of abundant life to replace all of the moments, even years, that were robbed from that instant. Lord, we call back to full redemption your destiny for those people. If you know someone in that, claim them, call them into that word.
Come into your place, come into your place, your rightful place. We speak to our bones, speak to our bodies, we speak to the blood, we speak to the immune system, we speak to the chromosomes, we speak to the DNA. Come into your place, come into your place, come into your place, your rightful place, your rightful place. Come into your place, come into your place, come into your place. It's the rightful place, it's the rightful place. The price was paid, the price was paid, the price was paid. So come into your rightful place, your rightful place. Come into your place, come into your place.
See, if we want to do warfare over our region or our state or our nation, we have to do it in our Jerusalem first. We have to do it in our own physical house, so that we are into our place, so that when He sends us to every place, we can be His ambassador in that place.
Yeah.
Spirit of the Lord is here. So overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love, surrender us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love, surrender us. Come, overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with of the Lord is here.
are my freedom. You are my freedom. You are my freedom. You are my freedom. That's for you are. You are my freedom. You are my freedom.
This is the Lord saying He chooses you, and we say, you are my freedom. Jesus is saying, I choose you.
I choose you. I choose you. With you by accident. You are not that crazy uncle I have to put up with. I came into this knowing what I was getting into, and I chose you. I choose you. I choose you. I choose you. No one else would do. I chose you. Before the sun rose for the first time, I chose you. Before the sun rose.
This is what the apostolic is all about. God chose you from before the foundation of the earth so He could send you into the nations of the earth. Whether they are the nations in the town of Greece, or the nations in Rochester, or the nations in Monroe County, or the nations on the far-flung continents, He chose you so that in Christ He could send you. That's what the apostolic is all about. Father's plan to redeem the earth because He chose you.
Lord, send me, Lord, send me,
says, who do you think made you the way you are? Who makes men's mouths? Who are you to say that you don't have what it takes to go where I've sent you? Behold, I am with you. Look and see, my presence is with you. I am all you need. So come to me. We dismantle the lies right now. Stand in the way of the assignment of the Lord. The inward eye, we call to see Jesus.
Some of us are singing that we will go, but we're not sure that we can do it because we're not really sure the Lord's big enough, and there's fear in our hearts because we're not sure that he's going to take us through whatever we're into. But the truth is, the Lord is big enough. And because he is bigger than anything we can imagine or that we have seen or that we have heard, he can walk us through, and we don't have to be afraid. If we listen to him, we have a choice. We do not have to be afraid. And I believe the Lord is dealing with fear in here tonight. Fear in our hearts, fear of not trusting God for whatever it is we need. So in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that spirit of fear, and I command that you shut your mouth. And I command that you bow your knee to the Almighty God. And I command that you leave now. You leave these people. You leave this building. You leave this atmosphere now in the name of Jesus. And we say, let the perfect love of God inhabit this place, inhabit our hearts. Because where there is perfect love, the Lord says, there is no fear. So we claim and declare and decree the perfect love of God in the name of Jesus.
Now let this bass sound shift your foundation. Let it shift you from the place where fear had your feet tied so that your feet are free to go where the Lord calls you. Now let the strings and the guitar sing over you and rearrange your nerves so that you won't give in to a spirit of fright. It's okay to be frightened and startled. It's not okay to succumb to fear. Thank you. call the left and the right side of the brain back into proper order now. We say that which was dyslexic is now restored. We say the right hand and the left hand will work the way the Lord made them to work, and the nerves will respond to the voice of the Spirit of the Most High God.
We command the fear that has been passed down in bloodlines. We break its back now. And we speak emotional healing into every place where there has been fear, where there has been abandonment, where there has been a lack of trust. We say, we reshift it into God's perfect and divine order. And we say the emotions are healed. We say the emotions are restored, because God is your Father. There is no abandonment in God. There is no abandonment in God. There is no fear. We cut it away.
And the Lord would say, it is I who knit you together in your mother's womb. And tonight I silence the whispering voice that has said, you have taken too long. For I say that I have moved even on some of you in an hour of my time to bring you to a place such as this, so that I can release you tonight for the purpose which I created you. Know that you have not passed the point of your destiny, but tonight I place you on the path for an acceleration to accomplish what I created you to accomplish. Every whisper that denied I could, I silence tonight with I am. I am the one who created you. I am the one who redeemed you. I am the one who delivered you. I am the one who healed you. I am the one who prepared you for such a time as this. For I have made appointments stand up like the waters of the Red Sea, so that I could prepare you for such a time as this to walk victorious in that appointment. There are divine appointments that are on your path even this week that will open the path to what I created you to do. I will reveal myself through my word, through my worship. I will reveal myself through my creation. I will even bring my sons and daughters that you do not know alongside you to encourage you with a word that you heard in your secret place, so that it is confirmed that you can go forth boldly. Know that this is the day in which I have put my stone in your sling, so that your Goliath will fall.
Trust in me.
go. I am I'll go wherever you go. I'll go trusting you, trusting you.
Wherever you go, I'll go.
I'll trust you.
Wherever you go,
where you go, I'll trust,
wherever you go, I'll go,
wherever you go, I will trust in you,
my enemy,
I'll trust in you,
send me.
From the opening remarks by Al, where he said, God isn't going to do, don't try to do things the same way as we've done them before. And over at different points, Keith keeps saying, we keep singing, and it's going to be unusual. We're inviting the Holy Spirit to get us out of our comfort zone. Over and over, Keith, you keep going back to it's unusual. And see, fear tries to control things. Don't expect, I believe we're breaking the back of religion. And where Jezebel has gotten into the religion to try to control things, what it should look like, what these, how you do the assignments. And from the very first, when Keith was singing, I am, I'm going to say it this way, you said if God is for us, but we say, I am is for us, who can be against us? I saw like Joshua at Jericho. How unusual was that? March around six times. And, you know, Moses at the Red Sea. We get out of your head what it should look like. How God wants you to fulfill your assignment. How the Spirit is moving. We try to control and put God in a box and say, yeah, we want new assignments, or we want your presence, Lord, but we want it to look this way. Let God break off that religious thinking and break you out of that religious box and have the eunuchs throw Jezebel out the window, and we call for the hounds of heaven to lick her blood and eat her bones in Jesus' mighty name. But we say, I am is for us. Who can be against us? And we come against all religious thinking in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we repent for putting you in a box. We repent for out of controlling what we want it to look like out of fear. And Lord, we say, have your way with us. We just take the first step, like the priest that came to the Jordan, and when their toes touched the Jordan, then you caused a wind to dam up the water. So Lord, we say that we elevate our faith tonight. We release our expectation and saturate our atmosphere with our faith and say, yes, send us. Yes, we will go, because I am is for us, and who can be against us? And we stop trying to control what it should look like and what we think the assignment should look like or the strategy, but we allow the Holy Spirit to dictate our assignments and how we should do it. So Lord, forgive us. We say, get us out of our comfort zone. Do for us what we can't do for ourselves, and break us free, because you are our freedom. We are free from control. We are free from Jezebel. We are free from religion in the name of Jesus. You came to and set us free from all that. So Lord, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we say, I am free. Everybody say, I am free.
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 I am free. in your arms. Wrap me 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 in your arms. There is a God who loves me. Loves to wrap me in his arms. And there is a place where I'm transformed. And that's where I am welcome. It's where I belong. Secret place where I can be with you, and you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms, wrap me in your arms. And you are the God. Where I'm welcome, it's where I belong. I'm in the place, Lord, in the secret place where I can be with you. And you can make me like you. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms.
On that night, that Passover night, when Jesus celebrated that meal with his disciples, he told us, whenever you gather together, do this in remembrance of me. And tonight, What I'm remembering is that before the very beginning of time, a decision was made. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the fullness of time, that Word was sent. That Word was sent from heaven in all of its glories to this earth with all of its muck and mire. And that Word said, yes, I'll go. Father, send me, I'll go. A decision was made in the Godhead somewhere before the beginning of time that Jesus would be sent to this earth. The very thing we've been asking him to do in us and with us, he did first. And he lived a life in communion with the Father in a way that enabled him to live and show and breathe and speak the love in the heart of God. And he did unusual things. He loved the unlovable. He saw potential in people chained in caves. He forgave the adulteress. He called to task the hypocritical religious system of the day. He spit in the mud and healed someone's eyes. And then he was sent and went to the cross and became our sin so that we could be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And when he had to leave us, he sent the Holy Spirit so that the Spirit of God, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, lives in us. So that we can do the things he's calling us to tonight. He knew we couldn't do it without him, and so he was willing to come so we could. As you remember that tonight, be empowered as we remember him in these elements. Please come up the center and receive.
Father, how we thank you. We thank you, Father, that you sent Jesus to do what he did so we can do what we need to do here on this earth. And I pray tonight, oh God, as we've said yes to you over and over again, that every morning we'd say yes anew. Lord, that we'd remember your presence within us and we'd say yes. Lord, we pray that we would be empowered to do those things that you've called us to do anew and afresh this night. And we thank you for the one who went first. In Jesus' name, amen.
Discouraged, we look again at what you endured, Jesus. You paid the full price.
Lord, we decree that the crown of thorns set us free from the mindset of man and liberates us to walk in your Issachar anointing. We say, Lord, tonight, as we remember you, the blood shed for your thought life liberated ours, so that we would no longer think with our mind, but we would understand you with our heart, as Issachar understood the times and knew what to do. We say, Lord, the path forward for your bride in this region is to understand your time and know what you desire for us to do. Lord, we say, let your resurrection wind blow over Rochester. Spirit, let your river flow. Raging river flow. Wash away all fear. Break my chains of doubt. Overflow me with glory and glory. Let your river flow. Your river flow and make me whole in your victory. Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, let your river flow. Let your river flow over us and cleanse us. Let your river flow through Rochester and change this place for your glory. Let your river flow through America and change this land and set us free. Let your river flow. Let your river flow. Let your river flow. Let your river flow.
Let the river flow.
As we were singing just now about the river overflowing, I saw us in these leaf boats floating down the river. And the river began to overflow its banks. And those of us who thought we were just out for an afternoon boat ride were propelled into places that the Lord created us to go. And when the leaf touched the land, it brought healing. And when we opened our mouth, it brought a harvest. The Lord says that the river of life is not going to be what we thought it would be. For He will flow out of us and cause us to go in the overflow of His glory to places we would not have considered, to gather the harvest that He has been considering.
Personally, I find it relatively comfortable to release the river here, but not in every circumstance where I feel equally comfortable. And there are times when I hold up inside of me what it is, what's in me, because of what's around me. So I'm going to repent, and I invite everyone to follow me who has that leading as well. Father, I turn my eyes to You.
Yes, my eyes to You.
Yes. You are inside me.
You are inside me.
Yes, God. And since You are inside me, who can be against me?
Since You are inside me.
I turn away from putting my eyes on my circumstances and the people around me. And I invite You to flow through my life. In the full way that pleases You.
In the full way that pleases You.
It's interesting. I'm seeing a river cuts through land. And when we take down the dams, yeah, that's a good declaration. Let's do that. In Jesus' name, I take down the dams.
I take down the dams
that I have erected against the flow of the river of God.
That I have erected against the flow of the river of God.
Now that river, that water, is free to flow where it wants to go, which means it's going to be cutting away
Yes.
at your landscape, the part of you that you thought wasn't movable. The Spirit's going to come and say, okay, here, let me just flow here.
You might be a little bit of an ouch.
Oh. Rivers are a bit unpredictable, and they create landscape. Holy Spirit, we submit to the flow.
Yes.
You are welcome to change our landscape. What we look like, what we feel like, our personality, our quirks, our habits, our history, our dreams, and our destiny. We welcome the Holy Spirit to flow.
Yes, Lord, flow over us.
As Keith was releasing that, I'm just, like I told Al, I'll speak for myself. I think there's dams in me that I can't put a name on. I don't even know. There might be the deepest places in us from childhood, from the past. And like, as soon as in Joshua they circumcised, the Lord said, and then the Lord said, this day, the reproach of the past is rolled away from you. Could we, just like in Jericho, could we release a shout? And at the shout, we decree that every dam in us, known and unknown, because there's places in me that I think I don't even know that have been dammed up. Could we release a shout and the shofar, and we're going to just believe and decree that every dam in us, every dam in this region that has been stopped up, every dam in this state is going to fall and become unsealed at our shouts. Could we agree on that? One, two, three.
An anointing oil was made for Passover to unseal the things that kept our scroll locked. A seal is like a dam. A seal on a scroll holds back the revelation behind it. So if you release that shout and you want an anointing for unsealing the flow through you and the revelation you need to move forward, just come up and we're going to anoint you quick.
When I see you. pure, renewed, new, I am made new. You are faithful and just, you are faithful and just. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, you are faithful and just. To forgive and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I am made new, I am made new. I am made new, I am made new because of you. I am made new, I am made new because of you. I am your chosen, I am your favorite one, I am making you lie. I am, you say I am who you say I am. History does not define me. My thoughts do not define me. Your words define me. Your eyes burn through. Your heart burns through the lights. Believe who you say I am. I believe your words. I believe your words. I believe what your eyes say. They're looking at me. I believe what your eyes say. When they're looking at me, I believe your eyes. Look into your eyes, look into your eyes, I look into your eyes, and I believe what your eyes are saying about me. I believe what your eyes are saying, what they're reflecting.
There are those that I want you to take into the river with you. Those that you walk by every day. Those in the generations that surround you. For they have a gift that needs to be unsealed so that my body will be complete and can welcome me to return for my bride. As I have unsealed you, I am gifting you in my spirit to know how to unseal those that I place on your path and for those that I bring across your path. Jeremiah, there's going to be some that cross your path for just one day. He's going to bring people through your life that you will never see again, and you will plant a word in them, and it will be a seed that reaches fertile soil that has been hungry and waiting. And that seed will take root and bear fruit, and it will be in your account when you are reckoned with the Lord. The day of hesitation on should I or should I not speak to that one that I just know for a brief instant in time. The Lord says, I'm going to quicken you with a remembrance of the truth that set you free, so that in that freedom you will sow seeds of freedom and truth in the lives of those that cross your path. Listen to the sound of the bass and the horn. And don't be afraid to let me take you under the water of my river. For there are rocks and stones in the river that have hardened their heart against me because of wounds of the past. And their heart is crying out for liberation. Don't be afraid for me to take you under so you hear the sound that I hear from those wounded hearts. For there is a harvest in this region that has been languishing for 40 years. It has impacted a harvest of the generations. But I will take those who will allow me to breathe abundant life into them. And I will plunge them deep into the river of my presence so that they can hear the heart cry of those who thought I passed them by. But I have been waiting for such a one as you, for such a time as this, to go deep into the river of my presence.
Thank you. everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary.
This is how we're going to go out. It's the everlasting God that sends us. So Lord, we send your sons and your daughters to the places you have called them to go. We send them to the marketplace. We send them to the halls of education. We send them to the halls of justice. We send them to the halls of government. We send them, Lord God, into the halls of every sphere of society. And we say, your anointing on them will break the yoke that has held back their destiny. Lord, we send them and we say, you are the everlasting God. Now, as we go out, we're inviting you all to stay in fellowship. There's refreshments next door. And if I don't get a chance to tell you, Jeff will get mad at me if I don't say I love you all. Have a blessed week.
Father.